Attorney Sherman, are you ready for seven, or do you want a break?
I'll have a break.
Yep. Case number 924-083.
Attorney Miller is putting, it was supposed to be Colin, he's got a, something going on.
Oh, then we're gonna pass that, I'm sorry. I think, right?
What's that?
This is case.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, 'cause we need the attorney here.
But I don't know, let me email her. You can go to the next one and let me email her.
So the next case would be 22-898. Good afternoon. Sergeant, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name?
Ma'am, Sergeant Iamazzo, Iomazzo.
Would you like to make an opening statement, Sergeant?
Yes, the issuing authority stands by its denial based on suitability. Initially, at the time, there were two incidents occurred in Meriden, which caused a determination. Since the denial, there's been two incidents that occurred in Waterbury that continue to demonstrate suitability as being an issue.
Okay, sir, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
I'm here because I got denied my permit when I applied. I don't remember the year exactly. It was during COVID.
Can you speak up just a little bit, please?
I'm sorry. I said I'm here because I got denied my pistol permit around the time COVID was happening. When I applied, I thought there was no reason I should have got denied, but I guess an application I put that I didn't get arrested. But on my defense, that was because when I did get arrested, it was a case for what happened, an incident with my younger sister. The cops were involved. I did get arrested, but after the incident, I had a court date, and the prosecutor did tell me if I wrote a letter that would be out on my record. I did just turn 18, if I'm not mistaken, or I would just turn 19. It was around that time. I don't know what other incidents happened in Waterbury that...
He's going to bring them up. This is just your opening statement.
Okay.
In what town do you live in?
I live in Waterbury, Connecticut.
Okay, Sergeant, you may proceed with your case.
Just for the record, it wasn't an omission case because, obviously the arrest was due to the racial statute, was not applicable. So he didn't answer incorrectly. That information was provided to us by Meriden, and by his own admission, he did participate in an incident. The first incident was a after hours incident that occurred in a park in Meriden. It was issued an infraction, consensual physical contact with a female. He was discovered with and issued an infraction for that. The appellant has already described the second incident, which led to his arrest, so I'm sure he can.
No, go ahead. You can tell us, too.
Okay.
It's your case. Yeah, you have to put that on.
He brought it up, so I presume now I can disclose it.
Sure.
So there was a large disturbance. Multiple individuals were involved in a fight outside of a residence. Police were called. He was detained initially, and during the detainment in the back of the police car, his behavior began to worsen, cursing, screaming, kicking, violently reacting in the back of the police car, at which point then they placed him under arrest. He was transported to the police station, and from the report, the behavior continued. That behavior continued while being processed. So it just, again, continues to show the suitability to, you know, act appropriately within the confines of the law and society that, you know.
When was that case?
That was in 2018. The infraction was in 2019. That is still on the record. And then after the denial, there are two instances that the Board of Ed Police responded to. One in November of 2023, at which point the police were called to a local Chinese food restaurant to report that a customer that they had delivered food to returned to the restaurant to complain about his meal. And in the subsequent discussion about attempting to get a refund for his meal, he was denied a refund, at which point he proceeded to throw items around the restaurant at the owner of the restaurant, and then he stormed off. That the owner of the restaurant provided his name, his phone number, his address that the food was delivered to. So that was that incident in November. That was 2023.
Was that an arrest?
There was no arrest taken. It was forwarded to our detective bureau in their hands.
Good. Next one.
And then February of 2024, the appellant, a tow truck driver responded to the appellant's address in an attempt to repossess the appellant's registered vehicle, at which point the appellant exited his vehicle, began screaming, yelling, threatening the tow truck driver, and as per the tow truck driver, quote, threatened to, quote, shoot him, at which point the appellant was able to get his vehicle off of the tow truck and causing damage to the tow truck and flee the scene. The tow truck driver provided the name of the appellant, the vehicle, VIN, license plate, the document repossession documentation, and also a female aided him in fleeing from the scene. Again, this was further forwarded to our detective bureau. They made multiple attempts to try to locate him, make contact with him, but the appellant did not respond to any contacts to discuss the incident.
So no warrant, no arrest?
As of this time, there is no warrant.
Said it.
Yes, ma'am.
Sir, do you have any questions of the sergeant? Questions for him based on what he just?
Yes, I do. That Chinese incident. I do know the incident you're talking about. Is there any proof that I threw anything like that? And why did it? That was the situation that occurred there. Why did no cop come to my house if they had my address and number?
The report. Report reflects that they made attempts to contact you.
Maybe they have my address, and nobody came to see me or still speak to me about that incident that happened at a Chinese place with me returning my food or if stuff were thrown around like that. Why wasn't I contacted by the police or informed about that situation?
They did respond to your address, and you were not there, or at least they weren't able to make contact with you there, and they attempted to call the phone number, and you didn't answer the phone calls either.
Did they leave a voicemail?
I have no idea, but they called your number and went to your house.
I wasn't aware of that. And for the second incident, for the tow truck thing, my car has been paid off. Not paid off. My car is not on no repo list. Hasn't been on no repo list for quite some time now. And if I took my car off the back of a tow truck, aren't those serious repercussions for that?
I mean, that's between you and the recovery. That would be, if they were going to seek damages from you for damage to their tow truck, that's a civil matter.
Would my car have damages on it as well?
I don't know. I don't know if your vehicle did sustain damages or not, because they were unable to contact you, and you clearly didn't report it, because I would presume that if you attempted to...
And don't they have cameras?
Let him answer the question.
I would presume that if you attempted to report damage to your vehicle, that the outcome would be slightly different. But seeing how you avoided any contact with any of Waterbury Police, I would presume that there's no way for us to know if you had any damage.
I didn't avoid, I just didn't know they were trying to get in contact with me.
All right, this is just questions right now, so do you have other questions for him?
And the part that they said that I was at the park in Meriden, I want to know, what do you mean by, you said something about physical something with the girl?
You're engaged in consensual sexual contact with a female. That's what the infraction stated.
That's wrong. I was technically in the back seat when the cop pulled up.
Okay.
She was in the front seat.
This is just questions for him.
Okay.
We're going to come to you next, so you're going to tell your side of whatever you want to tell
sorry,
us.
I don't have any more questions.
Okay. I just have to go in order.
All right.
Does the board have any questions for the sergeant?
Sorry, someone else? There sounds like it was difficult contacting the complainant after the two most recent events, but there's nothing to prevent Waterbury Police from pursuing both of those cases at this time. Is that correct?
Correct.
Now that we know who he is and where he is?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions? Seeing none, any other witnesses?
No.
All right, sir, it's your turn to tell us what you'd like us to know.
Okay, so I was back to the beginning, the first arrest in 2018, you said, or 19, when the incident was, I just got out of work. My little sister called me, she was about 14, 13 around the time, telling me an older man got in her face. So when I got home from work, I went to go communicate with him, ask him what was going on. When I got to his house, we lived up the hill, he lived down the hill. When I get down the hill, he had a stick from, you know, when you lift up a car jack. And I'm asking him, like, yo, what are you doing? Like, I'm here to talk to you. Like, what was going on? As this is all happening, nobody ever fought. Nobody ever got to put their hands on each other. The cop was coming down the street. My intentions, if I see somebody running, I'm going to run, too. I don't know what's going on. He ran to his backyard. I start running. As I'm running, I see the cop cars following me up the hill. I start running once I get to the stop sign. I'm like, what's the problem? That's when the cop comes to me. He grabs my little sister that was there, my two younger sisters. He tried to question them. I'm telling them they're minors. If you have any questions, come ask me. That's when he was like, no, that's when they put me in the car, they detained me. And then that's when I witnessed the cop pepper spray my two minor sisters. And that's when I lost all my cool. But then again, I'm human and I do apologize and I do learn from my mistakes. That's when I wrote the apology letter after the whole incident. The incident at the park, I pled guilty because I paid the ticket. I didn't know me pleading guilty was going to be me saying that I did trespass. I didn't know being at a park after hours at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock was trespassing, but now I know that is after the sun goes down. So that was my thing. And the cop said that I was on the girl, whatever he was stating, I'm not too sure, but that's a lie. I was in the back seat and she was in the front at the time that the cop came to the car. And then the incident at the Chinese place, I did go return my food. We did get into an argument, but nothing was thrown around. Nobody put their hands on each other. I just told them I'm not coming here no more.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for the appellant?
No.
Okay.
I just want to say that I have changed a lot. I am working now. I stay out of trouble. I stay out the way. I just go to work at home, and I'm a father. And I just wanted my pistol permit, you know, just for safety.
You didn't address the tow truck incident.
The tow truck incident, that was not me. That was not me, but it was the car. I was not there for that incident. My mom did call me. I was waiting for a police contact. Nobody ever called my phone or left me a voicemail or anything like that, so I did not follow up on that. But my car was never on the repo list or anything like that.
Okay, but you just said you weren't there?
Yeah, I was not there.
They say you were there and you took it off the wrecker?
No, that's what I'm saying. My car was there. I was not there.
Who took it off the wrecker?
I'm not sure. I wasn't there.
And you? I'm glad to answer that.
Do you have a twin brother?
No.
So then
I'm actually the only boy in my family, and my mom.
So there's no explanation why the tow truck driver would state that you identified.
The tow truck driver know how I look.
He saw you. He spoke to you.
No, he did. That's why I wasn't there.
So the tow truck driver's lying that a male came out of the house, that he addressed you by name, and that's your assertion, is that the tow truck driver is fabricating the entire interaction?
I'm not the only male that lives in that house. The tow truck driver does know my name. I don't know if he's lying about seeing me and saying my name, yes. But I don't know if he's lying about seeing a male and saying my name about that man. If that makes sense, if you get what I'm trying to say.
Was it not accurate that you stated you were the only male in the house? So are you the only male in the house, or you're not the only male in the house?
I'm the only brother out of my five siblings. You said if I have a twin brother, I didn't say that I'm the only male in the house. I said I'm the only sibling that I have. Like, I don't have a brother, I have sisters. That's what I mean.
What other male would be in the house that the tow truck driver could mistake for
my
you?
My dad was there, my uncles was there, I have cousins, not cousins, brother-in-laws that were there at the time.
You have some questions, too?
We can ask questions anytime.
So what's the story with the car and the tow truck? What happened?
So my car, I guess, was supposed to be on the repo list, or the tow truck guy came, but the car was paid literally 2 days before he came, like, in full, like, to get it off the repo list. So I guess whoever was there at the house that day knew that my car was already paid for. I had a letter in the mail, like, an email saying that the car was off the repo list. And I guess they didn't like that the tow truck driver came. I guess they were trying to tell him that the car was paid for. He didn't want to listen, so I guess they just took the car.
Who?
I wasn't there.
What's the story? This is your chance to tell us, you know, what's the story behind it, because you're going to leave us.
The story that somebody took the car off the thing because they knew what it was paid for.
Yeah, but somebody told you. If that's true, somebody told you. Who is it?
My mom told me, but she didn't tell me who took it off.
Is it your car?
Yes, it's my car.
So did you report your car stolen?
Huh?
Did you report your car stolen at that time?
The car wasn't stolen.
So someone you don't know took your car?
No. Somebody from the house.
So you know
took
who took
the
your
car off the tow truck.
So you gave permission to someone to take your car?
No, I wasn't there.
Then that's a crime. Someone took your car without permission. Did you report that?
No. I didn't know that was a crime. It's not without permission. If they had
so somebody walking house, somebody walking down the car, walked down the street, took your car and took off with it today, you're fine with that. You're saying that's not a crime.
No, somebody I didn't know or somebody that was not around took the car.
So you know who took the car?
I know it's a family member. I don't know exactly who it is.
See where that's an issue?
Okay.
No, I understand what you guys are saying, 100%. You guys want to know who took the car. Right.
I don't care who took the car. It comes back to, we talked about it earlier at the other hearings. What, are you credible? Are you trustworthy? Are you a suitable person? A suitable person doesn't try to avoid the police during investigations. A suitable person is not, you know, withholding information that makes her job easier. A suitable person is honest and is trustworthy. So are you coming here today representing that you're a suitable person by hitting all those marks? That's why we're asking.
Well, okay, so the car was taken by somebody I know.
Okay, who?
A friend.
What's his name? Or her name?
I have to state their name?
You don't have to.
You don't
it's
have to.
It's going to be... Certainly, we have to judge your credibility if you're not going to give us... You don't have to say anything. But earlier you testified that you had no idea who took it. Now you're telling us you do know who took it.
Okay.
So which is it? It's one or the other. One was a lie, one was not.
Okay, I apologize. I didn't mean a lie. I just didn't want to bring somebody else and get somebody else in trouble for something that they have nothing
regardless,
to do with.
Regardless, you did tell us something that wasn't true.
Okay, and I do apologize. Yes.
All right, I don't. You can tell Waterbury and they can go after him for it. They can still pursue the case if your car was stolen.
No, it wasn't stolen.
So you know the repo person? Do you know the repo person?
No, I don't know the guy that drives the tow truck.
Okay. No. You just know whoever took the car off the tow truck?
Yeah, I know who turned on the car and took it off.
You do know?
Yes.
Okay. Other questions?
I'm sorry, I'm not really too savvy with this stuff. That's why I did fill out the application.
Well, the problem is you said you didn't know who it was before. I mean, We all had a pretty good idea. You knew who it was, and now we know you just don't want to say who it is.
Were there any guns present in the home?
No.
Okay, because whoever, according to the statements we have from the police, whoever it was that got your car on the thing said he was threatening to shoot the driver.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I know from my household that there's no weapon there at all. Nobody in my household has any gun license.
Okay, thank you.
Can you see how we don't know if it was someone you don't know, someone you do know, or you at this point? We don't know who that person was because you've given us different answers. You see how that's a problem?
Yes.
Thank you.
I could try to clarify the answer for you. I tried to tell you that I do know who it was, but I just
yeah,
didn't want to say it.
Yeah, you're good. That's fine. Okay. Yeah.
Other questions?
What would have happened if there was a gun present in the house? What's the possibility there?
I don't think anything would have happened. Well, if I was there and I have a gun, my gun is going to be locked up and safe. So I can't say I wasn't there at the time that the tow truck was there.
Okay. Four incidents in a short number of years, and you're not being completely truthful, and that's their issue that they're bringing to light. So I just don't hope you understand that. I'll pretty much determine for me how this case works out.
When you say I'm not being truthful, what do you mean by that?
We just ran the gamut of this incident that you could have just been forthright and we could have moved on. But again, the officer issuing authority is asserting that you're not suitable for a number of different reasons, and we just ran through four people trying to give you a chance to come up with something. And
I'll be honest with you guys.
Not at first.
100%. I apologize. I just didn't want to put somebody's name in this.
I understand you don't want to get somebody in trouble, but you're under oath. You have to tell the truth, and it's uncomfortable sometimes, but, you know.
You're 100% right, and I apologize. Once again, I'm not too shabby with all this stuff. I do apologize.
Okay. Any other questions? Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
No.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
Yes, I do know that I kind of messed up your questions and gave you guys the wrong answers, and I do apologize for that, but I am a human and I do myself, but my life has changed a lot, and I think I'm doing better as a person and as a human, and I just hope you guys see that it was a mistake, you know.
Thank you. Sergeant, closing statement.
Yes, I think the issuing authority still stands by its status to deny the application. Initially on the incidents prior to the application, and by the recent incidents within the last 6 months of the hearing, I don't think the issuing authority believes anything has changed and still stands by its suitability denial.
Thank you. Comments by the board? Seeing none, Attorney Cinetti.
Issuing authority.
Mr. Gray.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
Chair votes issuing authority. Thank you both.
So what does that mean?